For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The threat of foreign interference in U.S. elections and the security of our election process remains a challenge and a threat. Finnish journalist Jessica Aro was one of the first to expose the world to the Russian interference of our 2016 election. Aro was recently in Bowling Green to receive the Fleischiger Green International Award for Courageous Journalism at WKU. Jessica, you began investigating these Russian troll factories back in 2014. What tipped you off?
I noticed that there is a new threatening phenomenon of Russian information warfare, and not so far from where I lived and worked, only 200 miles, and I wanted to know whether these fake profiles and propaganda trolls actually succeed in influencing real people. I wanted to investigate that.
And what did you find?
I found that the Russian trolls had already managed to, for example, silence Finnish people. They had meddled in our public debates. They had scared people off from criticizing Russia on social media. And the worst thing, in my own opinion, was that they had caused real people to further spread Russian propaganda.
You then were the victim yourself.
Yeah, immediately, as soon as I started to investigate and crowdsourcing this investigation of the Russian trolls, I became target of Russian fake news. And unfortunately, some people believe these fake news stories about me and they start to threaten me.
Do you still feel like your life is threatened?
Yeah, actually, the police's assessment about my situation is that I am facing the threat of impulsive violence if I'm in the wrong place in the wrong time.
We can look at these Russian hackers, these troll factories, as not creating the hate, but weaponizing the hate.
That too, yes. But sometimes they also pour out direct, full, you know, in-your-face racism and hate speech. They are really feeding off these fears that people might have.
In the United States, journalism is often referred to as the fourth pillar of democracy. But it appears more and more worldwide the media is under attack.
Yes, definitely. And the situation is really worsening in many countries. Also, unfortunately, here in the United States, when Trump's regime is also attacking journalists and calling them enemies of the state, it's really horrible hate speech which needs to be stopped.
Last summer, you were asked to testify before the U.S. Foreign Relations Committee, Subcommittee on Europe, Eurasia, Energy and Environment. What did you tell them?
Yeah, I told them to really start now paying attention to the troll problem because it's a threat to national security in so many different countries, and that there should be more research about the ongoing operations all the time about the trolls, because now we only learn about many troll operations only like 2 years after they have already taken their toll. They actually agreed, and one of the congressmen said that maybe they would start some law project about that.
For the average U.S. citizen who might be listening to us talking right now and hearing your story, what advice would you have for them?
I would definitely advise to read Mueller investigation, parts 1 and 2. It really reads easier and more interesting than an average spy novel, but it's actually a fact, you know, it's research. That, and then also if there are some, you know, shady fake profiles and fake news being spread on social media, maybe it might be a good idea to be awake and aware that it might be a malicious actor who is spreading them.
Jessica Aro is our guest. She's a Finnish journalist who was one of the first to expose the world to the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.